Children can be dismissed. I hope everyone is staying warm. Those who know I'm originally from Chicago, I get comments like, oh, this is nothing, right, Pastor Josh? 28 degrees, and I keep saying I haven't lived in Chicago for a long time, and I am getting a little bit older, so I don't know if it's that, but the cold air just kind of hits you a little differently now. We're now making our way through the final chapter of the book of Philippians, and again, this is a letter that the Apostle Paul writes to those who have professed faith in Christ Jesus. He's writing a letter of both challenge, but also encouragement with truth and the promises of God. And he's been really just on this idea of, if you have faith, then it should truly mean something in your life. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then there is nothing else in this world that you ought to be living for. There's nothing else in this world that you ought to be striving for, but to continue to know Christ more deeply in his word, in his truth and promises, in relation to brothers and sisters in Christ as well. But he is saying, without a doubt, your purpose, your life, when you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it must be changed. And God is the one who will do the change through the power of the Holy Spirit. But he gives us these tools, if you will, or things that we ought to think about as believers that will help us to continue to grow in the Lord and to continue to obey in every way as we live our lives. And, the area of our lives that we're going to talk about today is the way that we think, the way that we allow things to enter into our minds and how we process things in our minds. Who here thinks about things? Okay, all of us, hopefully. Some of us are just standing here, sitting there like, not really. But all of us have thoughts. We think about things. And it's one area of our lives, this thought life, how we think about things, what we think about, I believe that Paul wants to address in the passage that we're going to look at together today. So if you have your Bibles with you, we're going to turn to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 8 and 9 together. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And it's also it'll be up on the screen, so you can take a look at it there as well. But this is the word of God. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again so much for your word. I thank you for every soul, every person that you've brought into this sanctuary on this morning. God, would you just work powerfully in our hearts? Would you help open up our minds to hear your truth and to hear your word? May this not just be an intellectual lesson where we just take knowledge and we leave with knowledge, but may this be a life-transforming time as we humble ourselves and open up our hearts to you. Would you speak through me? Humble me, Lord. Speak through me so that our church would grow in you through your word. And Lord, I truly believe you want to speak personally to each one of us today. Your word, your message. And so be with us in this time of worship through your word. In your name we pray. Amen. I wanted to start off today's message with a small thinking exercise that I had read about. Okay, so this is what I want everyone to do. All right, everyone just clear your minds. Okay, just clear your minds. Okay, some of you are like, oh, already done. There's nothing there. Clear your minds. Okay? Now, everybody ready? Everyone's mind's cleared? Do not think about snakes. Don't think about snakes. Don't think about snakes crawling through the grass, slithering around, making their way onto your bed. Do not think about snakes. Don't think about them. All right. Now let me take a moment and ask you, by saying do not think about snakes, did I keep you from thinking about snakes? How many of us here actually thought of snakes when I said don't think about snakes? All right, now let's clear our minds once more. Now think about your favorite dessert. Okay, maybe it's that hot fudge sundae with peanuts sprinkled on top. Maybe it's that cookies and cream milkshake from Chick-fil-A. Maybe it's that apple pie a la mode. Whatever it is, just imagine that. Just think about your favorite dessert. Having a spoonful of it right now in your very hands. Wouldn't that be amazing to have right now? Don't eat in the sanctuary, but, you know, just think about it. Now, what is this thinking exercise actually showing us and teaching us about our thinking? See, our minds are not just kind of something that's meant to be a void, okay? Our minds are meant to be filled with something. So we're always thinking about something. When we were thinking about the desserts, we had forgotten about the snakes, right? We went kind of from one thing to the next. And that's kind of how our minds can work. It's always something that's meant to be filled with something. Our minds are meant to be filled. And that's an important thing to think about, because a lot of times we as believers of Jesus Christ don't address our thought life and what healthy spiritual thinking is often enough, although it's something that we're doing constantly in our lives. So we as Christians, as believers of Jesus Christ, we have to have some say as to what our minds are filled with. Whether they're going to be filled with impure thoughts, thoughts of grandeur and things in this world, the shiny things, success and popularity and power, whatever it might be. Or to think of holy things, things that matter, spiritual things, things of worth and value. And how we think will play a major impact on whether we grow in the Lord or continue to stay stagnant in our spiritual walks with Him. So the question is this: how can we as believers have healthy spiritual thinking? And so we're going to look at these verses together, but there's two things that I want to say today that we must do in order to have healthy spiritual thinking that will help aid us and to grow in our relationship with God. And these are the two things. First is this: examine what you put into your mind. Examine what you put into your mind. Second thing is this: put God's truth into your mind. Put God's truth into your mind. So let's start with that first point. Examine what you put into your mind. So this is what it says in verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, thinking is a natural part of life, but what we think about is oftentimes, again, an area that we overlook as believers of Jesus Christ. And, you know, even Margaret, when she was kind of sharing her story, you know, about her Valentine's Day, you know, she said, did you think about the God of love? It's a similar thing. We can go about thinking all sorts of things, but how often do we think on what we think about? It says, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I think throughout the course of the day, there's so much information that all of us take in. Maybe now even more so than ever with social media and the internet. I mean, you're just kind of getting blasted with information about just about everything. When you listen to the radio, when you listen to, you know, your music, when you watch movies, you know, when you watch different TV shows, there's constantly information entering into your mind. But how often do we stop and actually examine what we're putting into our mind? It might even just be advice that people give to you. Maybe you're going through something, right? And you go to different people for advice, and when they give you advice, you don't really think and examine what it is they're saying before putting it into your mind. Now, you know, we all know someone who loves to listen to good music, right? And sometimes I've heard this saying like, oh, I don't really listen to it for the lyrics. Who here has heard someone say that before? You know, so there's maybe there's a good beat, and so, you know, you're kind of bobbing your head, and you're thinking about the music, you know, na 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 na, you know, and just like, what are we doing here? You know, we're just listening to music, we're saying these are good beats. I'm not listening to it for the lyrics. But even in things like that, I believe that as Christians, we have to actually examine what we're putting into our minds. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to secular music. I still listen to pop music, and, you know, I love R&B and hip-hop and things like that. But we have to be sure to examine what we're putting in. Oftentimes, we just kind of glaze over things that we allow into our minds. When we watch TV shows and when we watch movies, and our minds start going down different routes, and as we think about our lives, how often do we actually examine what kind of thinking or world perspective that we're receiving from those things? A lot of times we're just kind of entertained. We just take things at that value. It's just entertainment. It's just something that I do for fun. It's just something that I like to listen to. But I believe that as Christians, we have to go a step farther. Not because it's a joy kill and, you know, it's like, oh, you're just taking fun out of everything, Pastor Josh. But for the sake of your heart, for the sake of your soul, for the sake of your relationship with the Lord and growing in Him. I think there's also this kind of aspect of thinking, you know, in the mundaneness of life. You know, when you're just kind of sitting around, maybe you don't have much to do. You know, one thing I like to ask someone is, like, what do you think about then? What do you think about when you're not super busy, you're not super on the go, you don't have all these goals that you're trying to accomplish, but what do you do when you're just kind of relaxing? What are the things that come up into our minds? Where does your mind drift to in those kind of times? And I think where our minds drift to in those kind of times, whether it's fear or worry or anxiety or whatever it might be, it actually points to something. Your thought life, what you think about, actually points to maybe something that you have going on in your heart. And maybe it's even when you have times of prayer, you know, like when you fold your hands, you close your eyes, and you're supposed to be praying, but you maybe you start thinking about that boy or that girl. Maybe you start thinking about that job promotion or that test that you just took, and you're wondering, oh man, did I get the right answer? What enters into your mind when you just have free time and during the mundaneness of life? You know, I remember someone sharing a story with me, and he was telling me about a guy who, you know, way back in the day, the game of Tetris came out. Who knows the game of Tetris? Okay, hopefully the young guys here still know what Tetris is. Now, it's not this high graphics or high action kind of game, or maybe it is considered high action, but essentially the way that the game goes is that there's shapes that fall from the top, and they make their way down, and you kind of have to scoot things around so that they make a perfect line, and then when you make a line, it disappears, and you're supposed to kind of keep going, and it gets faster and faster. And if you guys remember the song, like, dun, 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 and just kind of go faster, dun, 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 you get to the high levels, and it's just like so rapid, and you have to try to keep on figuring out where to put the shapes to try to make them clear. And so that's how you play the game. But this one guy, he loved the game of Tetris. When it came out, that's all he wanted to do. That's all he had played. It was all that was really filling his mind. Now, he was a Christian, and he had gone to a prayer meeting with his friend, and they were sitting down and getting ready to pray, and he admits that the moment that he closed his eyes and started to try to pray, all that would happen in his mind is he would literally see the shapes of Tetris falling down, getting faster, the song ringing in his mind. And he couldn't concentrate. He was there to pray at a prayer meeting. And yet when he closed his eyes and he was ready to pray, what entered into his thinking was what he had been already filling it with all along. You see, I think there's something to think about with that. Something to kind of take a moment and pause. What is it that you fill your mind with? What are the things that consume your thoughts? Examine them. Take time to see what you're putting in to your mind. It's all he could think about. You know, I'm sure he didn't plan to just think about this Tetris game. But that's what happened. That's what he was filling his mind with. And I think that Paul is challenging us to be intentional with the things that we put into our minds. To, instead of these things, think on things that are praiseworthy, things that are excellent, that are going to benefit us spiritually and in our relationship with God. So examine. Examine what you put into your mind. Second thing is this, put God's truth into your mind. Put God's truth into your mind. Let me read this verse again. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So we've already said examine what you put into your mind. So perhaps upon examination, you realize that you haven't really been guarding your mind and heart. That you've been letting impure things in. That you've been really consumed in your thinking with fear or anxiety or practical matters that maybe you don't really trust God to care for or to take care of. Whatever it might be. So you examine those things. So what do you do next? Remember, our minds are not just a void that's supposed to be empty. It's always being filled with something. And so if you're examining things and saying, well, I want to guard against these things and examine what's going into my mind, then we also must then say, what should we be putting into our minds? And I believe this is what Paul is talking about. He's saying, examine what goes into your mind. Now we're shifting focus to what we ought to be putting into our minds as believers of Jesus Christ. Again, as Christians, we give our whole life to the Lord. Every aspect of our lives. Not just our actions and what we do, but our hearts and our minds as well. How we think. God wants us to have healthy spiritual thinking. And to put God's truth into your mind, whatever is true. And where do we find truth? It's in the pages of Scripture. It's in the Word of God. And I can't say this enough. I believe that we as believers of Jesus Christ need to be shaped by the authority of Scripture. We as believers of Jesus Christ have to stand on something that God has given to us by His grace that has withstood the test of time, the Word of God. And the sad thing is, so many churches today, and I'm not here to judge, but so many churches today have gone away from this truth of God. And rather than letting the Word of God, the Bible's truth, shape the way they live, they allow the world and culture to shape their understanding of the Word. I mean, it's a backwards thing. We have to look at the Bible and say, what does the Bible say? Now, what does that mean for my life? Not what does life tell me as I experience things and as I see things, and then how do I now interpret the Bible through that? No. We start with the Word. We put God's truth into our minds. And what Paul is saying is, do not be tricked or tempted to live a life that is apart from what you have learned about the Christian life. Because our lives are meant to be set apart. Our lives are not meant to look like the world. No, even in our thinking, we have God's truth. He's saying, continue to put it into your mind daily. Read the Bible daily. Keep in prayer. Ask God to remind you of the gospel. You know, in Sunday school, we're seeing parallels, and we're talking about Jesus Christ and who he was, that he's the king of the world, and that he died on the cross for our sins, and that he rose again from the dead. He conquered death and sin. And that reality is now our reality as children of God, as followers of Jesus Christ. He has paid our debt in full. We are forgiven. Do we remember that and think on that each and every day? When negativity starts to creep into your thinking, when fear and anxiety begin to creep into your mind, is there already a filling of the truth in your mind to combat those negative thoughts? Truth, when we're filled with truth, when different situations come our way, we can have healthy spiritual thinking. Healthy spiritual thinking always points us back to God. Healthy spiritual thinking always points us back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Too often, even as Christians, the road that we go down with our thinking goes away from God and to our own hands and to our fears and worries. But we learn to put God's truth into our minds through the Word, through His promises, so that when things happen in our lives that we don't expect, when difficulty comes our way, we say, Lord, I remember your word. I remember who you are. I remember the gospel. And he'll give to us his peace, his love, his grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, this is what it says. It says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. We take every thought captive to obey Christ. It means we are being conscious of our thinking. And we're making sure that in everything that we do, in everything that we think about, we're saying, this is for you, Lord. I put this before you. Even my thinking, give me healthy spiritual thinking that points me back to you. I'm not going to look at the shiny promises of this world. I'm not going to look at even the most strong desires of my heart if they do not coincide or work together with the Word of God. Even if I want something, if I think that I need this something, if the Word of God that I'm filling my mind with is telling me that this is not the way to go, then God, give me the strength to point back to you and go towards you. Every thought captive to obey Christ. As Christians, we learn to say no to every unclean and impure thought. We learn to say no to the things that would take us away from our relationship with God. And we say yes to His Word and yes to the promises that He gives to us. I think that's why Paul talks about in Romans chapter 12, the renewing of our minds, transformed through Christ in the renewing of our minds. Even Jesus Christ, when you think about what he went through when he was being tempted by Satan, what was it that he used as a weapon? What was it that he used as a defense against Satan's temptations? What was it? It's the Word of God. You see, he'd been filling his mind with the truth. He had every day and every moment a connection with God the Father. He was always saying, God, your will be done. I want to obey your will. The will of the Father is what I'm living for. And so, how are we living? Are we having that same kind of attitude and filling in our minds that we could say when temptation comes our way, no, I will not let this thought enter into my mind because I will trust in this promise that my mind has been filled with that I've gotten from the Word. when you're going through a difficult time in life, when things aren't going your way, maybe when you have a loved one who's sick and they're just not getting any better, when your mind and your thinking starts turning to this question, God, do you really love me or do you really care? You say no to those thoughts. And you say yes to the promise of God. Romans 8:28 says, in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Those who are his people, called according to his purposes. When you're going through hardship, and maybe you've just hit rock bottom, and you wonder, God, do you actually care about me? Are you even with me? I don't feel your presence. Joshua chapter 1:9 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That means wherever you go, whatever you're going through, God is with you if you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen? So say no to the negative thoughts. Say no to the things that try to fill your mind. Impure things, things that take you away from the Lord, and have healthy spiritual thinking that is filled with the truth of God, so that as you hear, again, reminders of the truth of God, and you're filled with his truth, you can combat those negative thoughts that take you away from the Lord. So you can think on the promises of God, the good things, the excellent things, the praiseworthy things of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says this, Philippians 4. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. The things you think about, where your thoughts dwell, it all reveals what's going on in your heart. What you allow into your mind, it affects your relationship with God, how you'll respond in life to different circumstances and different things happening. If someone is always thinking negatively all the time and being pessimistic all the time, they're probably going to live pretty pessimistic and negative lives. If someone is thinking all the time about, just their body image or whatever it might be, then all their time in their life, what it shows is a heart that says, I will do at any cost what I think about. This is what's important to me. It's what's filling my mind. We go to great lengths to things that we think about, we fill our minds with from this world. But God says there are things that he wants us to remember always, to think on so that we can grow in him, so that we can face every situation together with God who is with us. And so one thing that I want to challenge us together to do as a church, in Psalm 139, 23 to 24, and this is a verse that I would, encourage you to read, even on your own often, Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You see, there's the reality. God doesn't just want people who are outwardly obeying. You guys get that? He's not just looking at our actions. He wants us to be transformed in the whole person of who we are. And so it says, this prayer, it's saying, God, search my heart, know my thoughts. And of course, God already knows all those things, but that's why you're going to him. You're saying, if there is any way that I have been thinking or living that is apart from you, maybe things that I don't even know about yet, show me. So that I can say no to that thinking and no to that kind of living and say yes to the truth of God. So I can say yes to living for God with the purpose that he has given to me. See if there's any grievous way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. That's healthy spiritual thinking. Saying no to the temptation to go away from the Lord and saying yes and remembering, thinking on all the things that he has done for us through Christ Jesus. So finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And as we learn to do that each and every day, as we examine what we put into our minds, as we have the Word of God, and we, instead of putting the things of this world and all these other things that just take up our minds, we say, Lord, I want to know your truth more deeply. I want to get into your Word. I want to grow deeper in my relationship with you. Then you can start living a life of obedience to God. Even when it's difficult, knowing His promises, remembering His promises, we can obey the Lord together as His people. Let's pray together.